for Johnny Mischief, it all goes back to those dancing babies.
They were promoting like an insurance company or something, you know, and it was really weird. He's dancing around, kind of shaking his booty. Yeah, it's creepy.
That was in the late 90s. Now Mischief blogs for the New York Times and is an all-around man about the internet. And he's putting on a GIF festival. It's called Moving the Still.
Some people are going to think, what the heck?
Social media is a big part of why GIFs are getting so much attention now. They're so easy to share.
The GIF really needs that. This is like such an era of wow me in the least amount of time that you possibly can, because I don't have time to like invest in your stuff.
The festival is part curated and part open call. Thousands of submissions have poured in on the microblogging site Tumblr.
If it sucks me in, then I can look at it for, you know, upwards of a minute. Internet time, that's like years.
This is, in some ways, the year of the GIF.
Art critic Carolina Miranda says GIFs are showing up everywhere. The Guardian newspaper posted a real-time stream of GIFs during the debates.
What I personally love about a GIF is how lo-fi and crude it is.
One of the artists is Alex DeCorte. He mostly works with physical objects. He'd never made a GIF before Mischief asked him to. He used techniques from vaudeville and cartoon animation to make a series depicting hands interacting with a candlestick and a purple rubber glove.
The colors are kind of garish. It's a little funny. It seems like a nod to some of the works made by conceptual artists in the 1970s.
This festival is all about internet art. And the funny thing is, the internet plays almost no role in DeCorte's life.
I spent, you know, maybe less than an hour on the internet a week. I don't know.
What? That's crazy.
That's the conceptual artist, Joe Kay. He started his GIF with a photograph the artist Cindy Sherman took of herself.
A fairly attractive woman on a bed. Looks definitely vintage and dated. And then subtly and quickly, she starts blinking at kind of an awkward pace.
The coolest thing I've ever seen.
Johnny Mischief is crazy about this GIF. But critic Carolina Miranda is not as impressed.
Yesterday, I saw Picasso blinking. I've seen pictures of Frida Kahlo blinking.
The show is a hybrid. It brings together serious art and pop culture.
The Sassy Obama. It's basically Obama's head on this hand-drawn woman's body swaying sort of suggestively back and forth.
Kritika Mallikarjuna created one of the most popular GIFs of the year with her colleague Chris Ritter. They made it for the website BuzzFeed.
I was actually working on a post called 11 Careers That Obama Should Consider If He Loses the Election. And I thought to myself, he should definitely be a Beyonce backup dancer.
She has a theory about why a GIF like this got so popular.
Weird internet is good internet.
Moving the Still wants to keep that weirdness, and they also want some attention from the art world. Carolina Miranda thinks it's working.
You basically have every collector, every curator, every art writer descending on Miami to see what's happening. And part of what's happening is the GIF.
I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.